The Bomb Thrower in the White House by W.J. Hennigan. After toiling in the Reagan administration, John Bolton received a symbolic gift from his colleagues intended to sum up his tenure, a bronze-plated hand grenade. It became a prized possession that Bolton showcased on a coffee table in his Washington office for years afterward. Now the man who relishes his role as a bomb thrower will serve as President Donald Trump's next national security advisor, further unsettling a world that both men appear to enjoy keeping off balance. Bolton's appointment on March 22nd registered as the biggest lurch yet in the ongoing White House shakeup, not least for the contrast he offers with the departing H.R. McMaster, the three-star general who was viewed as a steadying influence on Trump. Starting on April 9th, Bolton will coordinate U.S. strategy for some of the nation's toughest diplomatic challenges. In May, Trump must decide whether to certify the multilateral deal signed during the Obama administration, under which Iran suspended its nuclear program. By that same month, the president is slated for a historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to discuss the future of that regime's nuclear arsenal. In op-eds and television appearances, Bolton has been unequivocal in his opinion that both efforts are a waste of time. In fact, he's made the public case to go to war with both nations while excoriating their leadership. Fears abound in Washington that Trump is surrounding himself with people who will encourage the president's most dangerous impulses. Bolton is an unabashed hawk whose views largely align with newly nominated Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who awaits congressional confirmation after the March 13th dismissal of Rex Tillerson. It remains to be seen how Bolton, whose decades-long resume is defined by a distaste for treaties and contempt for diplomatic niceties, despite serving three times as a diplomat, will mesh with Defense Secretary James Mattis, who, like McMaster, has been seen as a calming influence on Trump. Mattis, a retired Marine Corps general with first-hand experience of the human cost of war, emphasized the need for international alliances. He displayed his penchant for diplomacy in acknowledging that there may be issues on which he and Bolton disagree. "I hope that there's some different world views. That's the normal thing you want, unless you want groupthink," Mattis told reporters on March 27th. The Iran deal is one point of disagreement. Though no fan of Tehran, Mattis supports the pact, which bars Iran from enriching uranium until at least 2024. Bolton disapproves of the deal, which Trump has promised to decertify in May unless changes are made. "No fix will remedy the diplomatic Waterloo Mr. Obama negotiated," Bolton wrote in the Wall Street Journal in January. "Mr. Trump correctly sees Mr. Obama's deal as a massive strategic blunder.